The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's B.J. Durkin. The Terrapins are 2-3 in conference play and 5-3 overall. Maryland visits Michigan on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to give some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. Just trying to bounce back off a loss last week on the road, and got a great test ahead of us this week on the road at Michigan. And we had a great opportunity. They're obviously a tremendously talented team and well coached, and so our guys understand the task at hand, and just looking forward to the preparation this week to go have the opportunity this weekend. So with that, any questions?
Thanks, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, DJ. Michigan's leading the country in pass defense, and obviously you're very familiar with their personnel. And just from that, what you've seen on film, why do you think they've been so successful at that?
Yeah, they have very good personnel, and they're playing hard, and they're playing together.
And what does Jordan Lewis do in terms of is he a kind of guy that shuts down part of the field for opposing offenses, or is he a guy you feel like you can attack?
Jordan's extremely talented. I think he's one of the best corners in the country, and he's competing and playing at a very high level.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, DJ, after taking over a 3-win team from last year and where you want to go with the program, I guess with 4 games left to play, where does getting bowl eligible kind of sit on your radar for an accomplishment for a first year?
Obviously, at the end of the year, when you get there, you definitely want to have an opportunity to go play in a bowl game, a postseason game. I think it's a great reward for your players, your seniors especially. It's not something that we're talking about or anything, or in terms of goals or something like that. We're trying to take each game one at a time and figure out a way to win each one of those. And then when we get to the end of the season, hopefully we're in the position we want to be at.
Your next question is from Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, DJ. When you look at all your years with Jim, I mean, are there things you can take away from that can be helpful in some respect this week?
There's a lot of things that I can take away from those experiences that help me on any given week. So, obviously, our teams are playing each other this weekend, but it's the players that are playing each other, not he and I. So I think there's plenty of things I've learned about coaching in general, and from my time spent with him, that is certainly applying to what we do here day to day.
What about in terms of like the Michigan's personnel? Does that help you in preparation, that you know them so well?
Yeah, I mean, the familiarity definitely helps you. It's less time spent on identifying who's who personnel wise and what they can or can't do, and strengths and weaknesses, which is something you go through every week when you're game planning a team. Obviously that process is a little different when you're playing a team that you're very familiar with their personnel. So, I mean, that's helpful. But again, it's more about what our players know about, their personnel and how they execute and that sort of thing. So, I guess there certainly are some benefits to it. But, again, I think it comes down to players and their preparation.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Rachel Lindsay, Land of 10.
Hi, DJ. I know you still have a very strong connection to your hometown of Boardman, Ohio. What is the support of your teammates, your former coaches, and the people in the community? What has that meant to you in your career and your progression in coaching?
An awful lot. I mean, I think it's pretty humbling when you all the people when you take a new job, or on any given Saturday, the good lucks or the congratulations on a win, or all the people that reach out to you that you know are following you or thinking about you, and it's pretty humbling. I've been very fortunate to have a tremendous amount of support in my life through family and friends and colleagues, and you know, I'm thankful for that.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN.com.
Hey, DJ, I think you talked this summer about when you took your head coaching job, you wanted to make sure you were doing it as yourself and not just kind of copying what you learned under Jim and under Urban Meyer. I'm curious if there's anything specifically, there, you know, things that stick out to you that you've done that are different than those guys that you think have really helped in making Maryland successful so far this season.
It's not really about different or same or right or wrong. It's just about being true to yourself. You know, whatever. I think when you're genuine and you're true to what you believe in and you know how you want things to go, I think players, people, the program responds to it. And so that's all I've tried to do here with our program, and I think we've had good response.
You guys obviously run a different offense than the normal, you know, kind of pro style Big Ten type of thing. Do you think that's been helpful in being different and being able to score points this year?
Yeah, I think our offense has really been effective moving the ball and scoring points. I mean, we've had a couple games where we struggled a little bit, and you know, there are probably some reasons they could be attributed to that, but for the most part overall, I think we've done a good job moving the ball and scoring points, and you know, I like what we're doing offensively. I think we'll continue to be more and more balanced in how we do things as we keep going and have our players, you know, kind of learn our scheme and what we're trying to get accomplished.
Was it important for you to have a slightly different scheme than what most teams will see in the Big Ten on a weekly basis?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we're not being different just to be different. I think we're just, you know, doing what I believe is good and what's effective, and just in my experiences in the game. So, you know, offensively, defensively, and on special teams, we're doing things that I think are good and present preparation issues for your opponent.
Thanks.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And your final question is from Leo Hackerty, is Sports Magazine.
Coach, in watching Michigan, what jumps off the film about their offense and defense?
They're extremely talented. They play hard. They play together. They're executing at a high level. I think their ranking and the you know, recognition they received is well deserved.
Coach, is the Michigan crowd the ultimate 12th man?
I don't know. That's a you know, there's a lot of great stadiums and environments throughout this country for sure, and I'm sure you can definitely include them as one of them. And but I, you know, that's for I guess fans and media to argue and opinionate on. That's not our job.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. What's more important in your mind, to do what you do best, or stop Michigan from doing what they do best?
You know, it's probably one of the same. I think our focus every week is on us and our execution and what we do. And then, you know, usually that equates to the same on the other end of that equation. So that's what we'll do. It's about us getting ourselves right and our technique, our fundamentals, and executing the game plan. And that's what our focus will be all week.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.